As Congress moves toward approving more money for Iraq later today, Democrats again are scrutinizing a company that's deeply involved in the reconstruction. Halliburton has drawn fire for the prices it charges the Pentagon. Yesterday, one Democratic senator tried to bar Halliburton from any new contracts. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
Senator Frank Lautenberg is a former business tycoon himself, but he wanted to cut off Iraq reconstruction contracts for any company that has financial ties to the president, vice president, or any cabinet member. That would apply to a grand total of one company, Halliburton. It has a no-bid, open-ended contract to restore the Iraqi oil industry. Meanwhile, it's making severance payments to Vice President Dick Cheney, its former CEO. Cheney has said he's legally locked into accepting those payments. Lautenberg yesterday compared that arrangement with the one made by Treasury Secretary John Snow. When Snow moved from a CEO job to the cabinet, he took his severance pay in a lump sum and cut all financial ties. Senator Lautenberg.
That was the right thing to do when you're at the top of the executive branch with the direct ability to affect billions of dollars in contracts. And I urge my colleagues to attach some ethical guidelines to the Iraq Reconstruction Funds.
But Lautenberg's colleagues didn't jump at the chance. Alaska Republican Ted Stevens said the amendment had more than a whiff of politics in it.
If I had the power to do so, I'd close the room and turn on some fans. It's the most outrageous amendment I've heard in my time in the Senate in 35 years.
12 Democrats joined with the Republicans to kill Lautenberg's amendment. But there's no chance that Democrats will give up on the Cheney-Halliburton issue. Earlier this week, two liberal stalwarts of the House, Henry Waxman of California and John Dingell of Michigan, accused Halliburton's Kellogg Brown & Root subsidiary of price gouging on gasoline in Iraq. KBR supplies the gasoline as part of a contract worth $1.4 billion so far. After some number crunching, Waxman and Dingell say that KBR was charging $1.62 a gallon and up. The spot price for Middle East gasoline was 71 cents. Halliburton calls its prices fair and competitive. The company isn't giving interviews about the contract, but it issued a statement hinting that Iraq's hostile environment accounts for the price differential. The contract is managed by the Army Corps of Engineers. Corps spokesman Bob Folletti said KBR got the contract because it had the expertise, and its experts already had security clearance from working on an even bigger Army contract. Folletti said the Army is satisfied the KBR is playing fair.
They selected the lowest bidders, both for purchasing of the fuel products and for transporting. And then our auditors went in and were looking at it, and we have found no material weaknesses on these contracts.
But some industry analysts are more skeptical. Oil consultant Philip Verleger said there's plenty of price competition on Middle East gasoline, even in the urgent atmosphere of a war and its aftermath.
I spend a good deal of time working with people who buy large quantities of fuel, and no large buyer that I know of could get caught paying that much of a markup, particularly for this period of time.
Although the Senate rejected the Lautenberg Amendment, senators have also made clear that they don't want any more no-bid contracts like this one in the reconstruction effort from here out. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.